National Suicide Prevention Week is September 5th through the 11th, but the whole month is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And to hear a little bit more about the AFSP, we are really excited to be joined by Sandra Goldmere, who is the Capital Region Chapter Director. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on. It is a really important week and month to really just continue the discussion and enhance making sure that people are treating their mental health just like their physical health, and that we all have a part to play in suicide.
Can you please tell us some of the work that the AFSP is doing?
Sure. This week for National Suicide Prevention Week, we actually have a number of things going on both locally in the Capital Region and virtually. So if for those people who are able to go downtown in Albany, we have two things going on. First, all week in the Empire State Concourse, mostly, and it's easiest if you enter in on the Madison Avenue side, we have our Life Keeper Memorial quilts on display. And those quilts are those which can be created by loss survivors to honor somebody who has died by suicide. And we have a number of them, about 20, I think, hung. And they're just gorgeous. And we actually will be posting some pictures on our Facebook page today at afsp.org/capitalregionny. You can search for it on Facebook. And then on Friday, we are partnering with the Stratton, Albany Stratton PA to honor both military and civilian loss by suicide. And we are doing a remembrance ceremony at the VA. We are meeting at noon at the front circle by the parking lot. And we'll be walking back to the Fisher House, which is on the property, and going to be having a small ceremony there. So if you have personally lost someone to suicide, that is a great opportunity as well this week. On Friday as well, we are doing a Facebook Live at the AFSP National Facebook page, and it's running all day from 12 to 8 p.m. You can stop in on the Facebook page, and there's going to be discussions going on and a concert and other programming all about suicide prevention. And throughout the week, you can either check out afsp.org/NSPW for National Suicide Prevention Week. And there's lots of resources and information, as well as check our Facebook and Instagram for social media posts. And, you know, we're inviting people to share those posts because it's really so critical that we all treat, as I said, our mental health just like our physical health. And, you know, suicide prevention starts way before the time of crisis. And it's about being willing to have a caring conversation with someone you're worried about, being able to just know what the signs are, be willing to take some of our programs. We just were invited to present to all of the employees in a local school district to learn about the signs and what to do if you see any. We're doing presentations to high school students, college students. So there's really programs all over that you can find virtually on our website, afsp.org/capitalregionny. One of them is called Talk Saves Lives, and it's really for anyone. It's a 101 about how to be a partner in preventing suicide.
Are the Talk Save Lives available for anybody? Do the people have to pay, or is
no? It's absolutely free. And right now, many of them are offered virtually. But if you are part of a civic group or school or organization, and you would like to have it presented at your organization, either virtually or live, masked carefully, of course, we can do that. You can go to our website and email me. My email is on there, and request a program be presented to you, or even find out about our many programs, because our Talk Saves Lives has a number of modules. We have a specific one for LGBTQ. We have a specific one for seniors. We have a specific one for first responders and particular areas of business like construction. So we really can personalize and target your community, whatever that is, to really address the concerns of your community. In addition, I did want to mention that throughout this month, we are doing our Community Out of the Darkness walks. We are starting way up north in our chapter in Lake Placid on the 19th of September, but our largest walk is in Saratoga on the 26th of September at the Orenda Pavilion, or you can go to Schenectady on the 3rd of October in Central Park, or if you live in the south of our chapter, we are having a walk in Catskill on the 2nd of October. And you can find out about all of our walks by going to afsp.org/capitalregiontogether, and it will list all of our walks and information of how you can get involved and be part of it. And it's really important to say that you do not have to be a loss survivor to attend any of these walks. All you have to do is believe that mental health is critical, that we are in a mental health challenge time right now.
This is a question from one of our listeners. He wanted to know if suicide rates have gone up during pandemic.
You know, we get our data about 2 years behind from the CDC, but our preliminary data is that in most places and in most cases, it has not. It may have, you know, we don't have specific detail of particular communities right now, but overall, the general consensus is we have not necessarily seen an increase in completed suicide throughout the pandemic, because people are talking about their mental health. And the more that we talk about it and the more that we normalize it, the more people will be able to get help they need so they don't reach a point of crisis, so they do not complete a suicide. And we all can partner together to help save them. Calls for mental health has, mental health challenges have, the stress that everybody is under. But the reality is we are talking about it more. We are taking time and acknowledging that we all do face mental health stresses, and people like, you know, Simone Biles and other famous actors and athletes being willing to talk about their challenges has opened up the gates of other people talking about it. And so the more that we continue to have those discussions, we will hopefully not see the suicide rate increase, but we have to continue to be vigilant about talking about our mental health, because the minute it goes back in the closet and the minute we just assume that our stresses are over and that we're just going to go back to normal, we may see the rates increase. So we want to just continue that discussion so that we don't see the rates rise, because that is part of our goal. We have hopefully in a future discussion, we can talk a little bit more about our Project 2025, but it's a goal to reduce suicide rates 20% by 2025. And got about 3 more years and we had just started to see the suicide rate fall right before the pandemic, just a little bit for the first time in 2 decades. And now we're seeing a little bit more decline, but we don't know if that's just because we've all been talking about mental health because of the pandemic, or because we're really starting to make real inroads in how we talk about mental health. So, you know, we really need to continue to be vigilant.
And you mentioned multiple Out of Darkness walks in the area. Can you please tell us where are the funds from these walks going to in FSB work?
Absolutely. Our Out of the Darkness walks is how we fund our programs. When we give Talk Saves Lives or when we give any of our other programs to high schools and colleges, we don't charge for them. And the funding that we get from these walks goes to that. And over half of every dollar that we raise stays local. And then people say, well, where does the other half go? Does it go to overhead? And they're very concerned. And I said, no, we are a very small national organization. We have about 150 total employees nationwide. And we have a very small overhead. But some of the funds goes to create our educational materials, to work in advocacy, to make sure that we're working with legislation to support mental health and suicide prevention, as well as research. AFSP is the largest funder of independent research in suicide prevention. And so the other funds that are not directly local to underwrite our local programming goes to advocacy, research, and developing our educational programs, because we do evidence-based programs. And so we have a lot of experts that work on that. And so I feel, you know, I'm always really proud to say that we really work to be really responsible with our funds. And that is because we keep our overhead so low. While many companies, everybody began to work remote in the pandemic, all of our field staff, like myself, have always been remote, because we would rather put money to programming than put money to an office. So I appreciate being asked where the funds go, because we want all of our people who come to our walks and our donors to know just how hard and how far we want to make every dollar go.
Thank you for that. There is anything that you would like to say that I haven't asked?
I just really hope that each person takes an opportunity to find a walk near them. Check out our website at afsb.org/capitalregionny. Find a program, attend one. If you're looking for a place to volunteer, we have great opportunities to table and get organized or learn how to present our programs. They're mostly presented by volunteers. If you're part of a Rotary or a civic group and you're looking for a speaker, invite us to come talk about mental health and suicide prevention. We are looking to partner with businesses and individuals because mental health and suicide prevention is really a community effort, and together we can stop suicide.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you for speaking with us.